This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Drop a beat.
Rodgers, he's not there anymore. The Packers will miss him significantly. What do you say to that, Aaron Jones?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
People are sleeping on us, not giving us a chance. And kind of like being in that place, you know, where nobody gives you a chance. You just go out there and fight, and you'll shock a lot of people.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson. Still to come, Chargers defensive lineman C.J. Okoye. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. C.J. Okoye of the Los Angeles Chargers, courtesy of the NFL International Program that finds prospects that want to play football in these United States of America, will be joining us on this show. What a story this weekend. His first preseason game wound up being his first organized football game of his life, and he sacked Stetson Bennett. And the team went nuts, and he got a game ball, and apparently he was told by his teammates the night before, I was told, that he needed a sack dance. And the team was apparently, Brandon Staley said the team was prepared to take a 15-yard penalty for that sack dance. I don't know. I mean, it's just crazy, man. It's wonderful. I love stories like this. He's on a practice field right now, and he's going to join us in the middle of this third and final hour of the show. If you missed hours one and two, we had Tom Pelissero on in hour number one, walked us through everything about the running back market, how Dalvin Cook signed with the Jets, how Zeke signed with the Patriots. Where does that leave the running back market and the teams that missed out on Dalvin and Zeke? What is going on with Jonathan Taylor and Nick Bosa and Chris Jones's holdout? What happened with Zach Martin's holdout that finally ended in Dallas? I asked him about when Burrow might be coming back. All of that, along with Justin Jefferson in hour number two. First Zoom interview in the history of this program with me sitting here in this studio. How about them, Alex?
Looked incredible.
We're getting
man.
Better. We're just improving every day. Just trying to get better show by show. That's all we're trying to do. One show at a time. Hope for the best. I don't have a crystal ball. Well, we do.
We do.
It's very heavy, though. If you missed all of that, we re-air right here on the Roku channel, channel 210, 12 to 3 every day. And we say hello to everybody listening on the radio, terrestrial, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. Our podcast, by the way, is available all 3 hours through the Cumulus Podcast Network. We'll appreciate anybody who hits a subscribe or follow button on that or our social media feeds on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok,
and more. 3 minute intro.
No, it's not. I'm catching everybody up. I'm not changing just because the comedian's making fun of me.
Well, you keep talking about it, so.
Well, I'm just talking about the show.
It's 11:03.
We keep talking about how you're not going to change.
I'm not going to change.
I'm helping you out.
I'm not going to change.
It does appear, Chris, you keep asking. We keep showing this wonderful image of Bryce Young having a very long day Saturday. If you don't mind having that photograph.
I have
spent my time.
We know who it is.
Research. In commercial break. This is what I do. Chris, I'm not just a host of this program.
Pacing around on the phone.
Or you know, the executive producer of this show. Or, wait a minute. The president and CEO of Rich Eisen Productions, or the host of NFL Network.
You forget any of that?
I'm a lead pipe wielding professional.
11:04.
You want to know whose tree trunks are these?
Look at the size of this guy. That's what I said yesterday. That guy's massive.
He is perfectly form tackling Bryce Young, right?
Now.
And so Bryce Young is—it's like his mini me shadow. He's just. Look at the size of that dude.
Now, here's the deal. This is not a sack because there's no photograph. I mean, there's no football, right? This is what's called a quarterback hit.
Yeah, because I tried to look up to see who
had
the sack.
There were eight of those. There were eight of those in the box score. Now, one by one, you can go. Okay, Jermaine Johnson, last year's third first-round draft choice.
He's good.
Okay. Jermaine Johnson wears 11.
Okay, so that's him.
Okay. So I do believe we have found who it is.
Looks like
Will
nine.
McDonald, this year's first-round draft choice. His number starts with not a nine. It starts. Oh, wait a minute. It does. That could be him. He's got 99. And another guy with a quarterback hit whose number starts with nine is Solomon Thomas.
Oh. Oh, you know what, man?
So there are multiple Jets with arms like that.
I did notice in Hard Knocks, I was like, Solomon Thomas looks jacked. So that might be him.
By the way, a first-round pick of the 49ers. The Jets have first-round picks everywhere. Hard Knocks tonight, 10 Eastern time. There is no doubt quite a bit of a fire drill going on inside an edit bay in Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
There's right already now. A clip going around of like a mentalist or a magician visiting the team.
Is that the same one that visited the Seahawks a couple years ago?
It's possible.
That guy's amazing.
Aaron Rodgers is playing with a deck of cards. So there's some.
That's amazing.
Look forward to that tonight.
That'll be fun. Okay. If you remembered on Hard Knocks last week, we did not see Dalvin Cook at all. And if you remember, I asked Ken Rogers, who's the executive producer of Hard Knocks, are we going to see Dalvin Cook? And he kind of said, we'll see. We didn't. I think the Jets wanted no part of Dalvin Cook being seen in episode one until he signed. I bet you we're going to see Dalvin Cook tonight. And not him arriving, because, I mean, I don't know. He's probably in the building today, one would think. Fresh Hard Knocks, baby. Tonight at 10 Eastern time.
Can't wait.
I'm a man of my word. I have a new top five list.
Hey.
Top five players with the biggest chip on their shoulder in 2023.
Let's go.
Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. Like, for instance, we have one here on the show. We're very proud of what we do here.
Obviously.
And so let's just say somebody who's been with the show since day one, after the commercial break, after we say goodbye to Justin Jefferson in our first Zoom, said he felt like he was actually working the faders on a real show.
I said back.
Way to out yourself, Mike.
I got a chip on my shoulder.
I like the remote.
Yep.
So I understand about shoulder chips and the sizes of said chips on shoulders.
Barbecue or sour cream and onion?
Number five on this list. Everybody saw what he did last year. And for that, what does he get? Everybody wondered if the team should hold on to him and trade him instead for the first overall pick, some kid out of Alabama. Justin Fields is a huge-ass chip on his shoulder.
Oh, nice.
Everybody saw what he did last year with hardly anybody he's playing with. Getting his ass beat behind that line. The reason why he's out there, right, is because he could run away from the defenders as opposed to another sitting duck back there. And after all of that, everyone's wondering, maybe the Bears should just get rid of him and start fresh with Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, who he actually showed the ropes to in Columbus. I think Justin Fields has got one of the biggest chips on his shoulder entering the season. He's number five on this list. Number four on this list. You know, a lot of folks were questioning why he went where he went, because aren't you supposed to ring chase when you are a free agent? Aren't you supposed to do that when you're towards the end of your career? But everybody thinks he's at the end of his career right now. Shot. How much did you hear about this guy maybe not being as good anymore while he was on his free agency tour because the team just said, you're out? I think DeAndre Hopkins is a pretty huge chip on his shoulder this year.
Interesting.
To show, you know what? I am one of the best receivers in this game. I'm no longer on that top 10 list. I'm seeing Tyreek Hill there. I'm seeing Justin Jefferson, everybody talking about. Davante Adams. Who's talking about DeAndre Hopkins as one of the best receivers in the league anymore?
Nobody's talking about the Titans at all.
Bingo.
About anything.
So the team has got a bunch of chips on their shoulder and nobody bigger than this guy's. Number three. He's a flag planter. He's a guy who's out of options.
You can't quit this dude.
Oh, I can't. Baker Mayfield wakes up dangerous with a huge ass chip on his shoulder. And nobody thinks he can do it anymore. And he's going to Tampa, Florida with one of the best wide receiver tandems in the NFL. This just in. Mike Evans is walking through that door. Chris Godwin is walking through that door. If the Baker Mayfield that plants flags in the middle of Columbus, Ohio, and refuses to shake hands in the middle of Cleveland, Ohio, with a coach that he thought didn't believe in him. I need that Baker Mayfield to show up in Tampa, Florida, every single day. And I think it will. Baker Mayfield's number three on this list. Number two on this list. You want to talk about quarterback scent packing? This team made his wife cry on Christmas. The Raiders made Derek Carr's wife cry on Christmas.
And then gave away his number.
And gave his number to Aiden O'Connell of Purdue. A walk-on at Purdue. Derek Carr's number four is being worn by somebody else right away in Vegas. He was the one who was showing up to the Pro Bowl Skills Challenge in Vegas with a chip on his shoulder. How's it going to be in New Orleans this fall? Derek Carr is number two on this list. So who could possibly be number one on this list? The number one players, plural, with the biggest chips, plural, on their shoulders in 2023 is every running back in the National Football League. Name one. They've got the biggest chip on their shoulder. They are Zooming, they're texting, and they are pissed. All of them. You won't pay me. You think I'm undervalued now? Wait till you see what I'm going to show you, how you value us. Every single one of them. Eckler, Saquon, Dalvin, Zeke, name it. McCaffrey is pissed. Derrick Henry is pissed. Josh Jacobs, you got to sign your tender, brother. Come on now. Or hold out, what, one more week? Because now you know that Dalvin is signed and Zeke is signed and the Raiders aren't going to pull the tender on you to start Kareem Hunt or Leonard Fournette, with all due respect to those guys. These guys, when they get on the field this year, are going to run with light pockets. Miles Sanders, keep naming it. Every running back in the NFL is out to show everybody in a front office what they're worth and how valuable they are. And that's my top five.
Yeah, we need one more. All right, we'll get one more.
All right. I'm naming him because he always has a chip on his shoulder. And you know he is going to supersize it just because that's his way of going about his business. I'm putting Jalen Hurts on this list. This guy.
He played in the Super Bowl last year.
I know what you're saying, but that's him. And that's what makes him great. That's what got him to the Super Bowl last year. You know he is sitting there every day steaming about something. I'm sure he's happy. Looks at his bank account, make you happy. I'm sure he looks out at his team and they look back at him, happy. We just hung up in hour number two with the player that's just one spot above him on the top players in the NFL list. Justin Jefferson, two. Jalen Hurts was three. Jalen Hurts was above Burrow and Allen on this list. He's got the respect of his peers as well. But that is not good enough for Jalen Hurts. And he is going to show everybody last year was not the exception. It is the rule. That's why he's on my list as a little extra. A little something on top. Top five players with the biggest chip on their shoulder in 2023. Did I miss anybody? What'd I miss?
I thought you'd have like Rodgers on there or something.
No, I don't think he's got a chip on his shoulder. What's the chip on his shoulder? What's the chip on his shoulder?
He stunk last year and he's
didn't
supposed
stink
to be
last
all this
year.
Great. He's supposed to be this great quarterback and he's only made one Super Bowl like 12 years ago.
So that's just because you like mentioning that
pointing
and trolling
facts.
Him.
Pointing out facts.
I understand that's a fact. But do you look at him and say that's a guy with a chip on his shoulder?
I would think that
I don't
would.
Think he cares about what you say
I
or what I
he
say.
I think have one.
Anymore. I mean, he does hear the criticism, and I know he does, have a certain sensitivity to it. I don't think he's got a chip on his shoulder. Again, that's the difference between him and Favre. Favre was livid with the Packers and was going to show them and live his entire life to get back at Green Bay and wound up using the Jets as a transfer portal to Minnesota. Rodgers is not. Rodgers would like to win. I think he does have the legacy in mind. I think he would love to finish up like Brady, by winning a Super Bowl in his first year with his new team, and that will show Green Bay. I think he's got that, but I don't think he's got more of a chip. I mean, Justin Fields, he heard what he heard January and February. It's not like the Bears did anything.
What about Geno Smith? Prove it's not a fluke?
That could be a good one.
Mac Jones.
You got one over there, TJ? Dak? Does Dak have a chip?
The thing is, I didn't even want to say it because then it's just like he's always talking about the Cowboys. But I think he probably does. He wants to show that 15 interceptions last year was the exception and not the rule. And I feel like he's probably ready to, change the narrative. At least I hope so.
Daniel Jones, prove he's a $40 million guy.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Does that guy...
I don't even think he would care, though.
Yeah. Does that guy have a pulse?
Great. That's a really fun face of your franchise.
No, Eli didn't have a pulse either.
A guy with no pulse.
Eli didn't have a pulse either.
Is he not a personality?
I don't think Daniel Jones is like going to show up to work and I'll prove everybody. I think he just has got this will to win. I got it. Hey, I mean, you got it. Everyone in the NFL has a chip on their shoulder. Every single one. Everybody does. The question is who's got the biggest ones? And I these are the ones I came up with.
Darren Waller.
And I'll tell you what, folks, I thought of him. But when it comes down to pressure quarterbacks.
Now you're speaking my language.
I'll come up with one. And you know who I'm going to put at the top.
Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
That guy's the most pressure of anyone in the league this year.
Maybe I'll do that one tomorrow. You want me to do that one tomorrow?
I'll do my list and you do your list and we'll see how they're different.
Okay. I'm sure.
Ooh, dueling lists.
Okay.
List plus.
Better or, different?
I said different.
Yeah, no. I'll say better.
Mine's better?
Mine will be better.
Oh.
Yours will be.
I've got a chip on my shoulder about top five lists. If you're going to come at me competitively.
Yours will be nice. Mine will be real.
I'll judge it.
Whatever. You just made the list.
Let's take a break. CJ Okoye is. Let's be positive. This guy is his first experience in the NFL, and you just want to be all negative.
Wow. Nice.
Hey, everybody. With the busy fall season just around the corner, you might be just like me, looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits right now without missing a beat. Choose from 34 or more weekly flavored, packed, dietitian approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. Level up with gourmet plus options prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time. So go to factormeals.com/Eisen50 right now and use the code Eisen50 to get 50% off. That's code Eisen50 at factormeals.com/Eisen50 to get 50% off.
Are you currently enjoying the show on the Stitcher app? Then you need to know Stitcher is going away on August 29th. Yep, going away, as in kaput, gone, dead. Rest in peace, Stitcher, and thanks for 15 years of service to the podcast community. So switch to another podcast app and follow this show there. Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
We're back here on our Roku channel live stream, our terrestrial radio audience, as well as Sirius and XM and Odyssey will rejoin us shortly. I just did a top five list on the biggest chips on the shoulders of players in the NFL this year. And yesterday I did my top five standout performances of preseason week one, and my good measure entry was CJ Okoye, who's about to join us on our radio side of things in a second. And what a story. And the fact is, I believe, is this Brandon Staley saying they would have accepted a 15-yard penalty if his sack dance was deemed inappropriate for his first sack in his first ever game of his life? Here's the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers.
Our guy said that if he was going to get a sack, they were going to get a 15-yarder. So we were prepared to take one there. But I think you just saw that sideline, and that's what the NFL's about. There's great stories like that and game ball for CJ. And, you know, it's going to be a memorable moment for our whole team.
Yeah, I think what he's referring to wasn't a sack dance. It was the players went nuts on the sideline.
The celebration, yeah.
And that, and of course, a coach wants to see that. It's about team. It's about teammates. So cool. It's about camaraderie. It's about rooting for your teammate and wanting the best for your teammate. You guys hadn't even heard of that story, right?
Not. Sean Mitchell. I wasn't watching that game. Right,
Sean then, Mitchell, so. Our digital coordinating producer, alerted me to it. So I was running around doing a bunch of stuff on Saturday night, and I heard about this and I read about it. I'm like, oh my goodness. So let's get to it right here on the Rich Eisen Show, 12 to 3 every single day, live on this channel. And we'll re-air as soon as it's over if you missed the first couple hours of our daily show. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I could not get enough of hearing about CJ Okoye and his story, and I can't wait to bring it to you right here on the Rich Eisen Show from the Los Angeles Chargers. CJ Okoye, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. I can't wait to hear your story straight from your mouth. Let's get started. You are from Nigeria, correct? Where in Nigeria are you from?
Yes, sir.
Where are you from?
So I'm from Makurdi, Benue State. Yeah.
Okay. And how did you first come across national or football, American football, CJ?
I would say OC Brody to us, you know, OC Umenyara. He played for New York.
Oh, yes. So yeah. you heard about it through OC? Is that what you're saying?
Not really. He didn't come, but okay. I heard it from Ejiko Warrior, he's a Nigerian. Mm-hmm. Ex-NBA player, so he told me about the game, and yeah, I've been watching some movies on YouTube about football, you know, just some.
Okay, so you were, how old were you when you first came across football and saw it and became interested by it then?
So this is like when I was young, like when I was like 15, 16, we yeah. watch movies, we see like football players in movies, you know,
mm-hmm.
But when I started becoming interested in football was when I was like 20.
Okay, so what movies did you see? What movies interested you? What football movies? Like what?
Because I was a bully. Uh-huh. You know, I play basketball, so I was a bully in the paint.
Okay.
So someone told me about football, and I didn't know that we have that in Nigeria, you know.
Sure.
I just thought like it's all in America, so I didn't know about football. Like I wasn't aware. But when he told me, he was like, "Yeah, you should come try it."
Because so you were a bully because you were a bully in the paint for basketball?
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean you were a bully?
So,
CJ, what do you mean?
So I'm aggressive when it comes to rebounding, you know? I use my size to do something in the paint. You
okay.
know? So he was like, "Yeah, you can use your size to make money, and you can use your size to like feed your family, not just play basketball. You can come play football." I wasn't interested. I didn't even know we have football because it's called American football, you know.
Yes.
So yeah, I thought you only do it when you're an American.
How tall? What's your height and weight again, CJ? What is it?
I'm 340.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a bully in the paint. Okay.
Oh. Wow.
So that's a football pass rusher size, I should say, for sure. So then you tried out, you started, when was it, what was your first tryout for football like?
It wasn't that good because I didn't even know what I was doing. I just know that I'm an athlete, you know?
Yes.
I would do whatever they say I should do. Like, I would try to do it with the best of my abilities, you know? So I made a cut. Then we went to, like, NFL Africa.
Right.
And, yeah, I made a cut again.
Okay. And so This was 3 years ago? Is that how long ago it was when you first started?
No, this was last year.
Last year. Okay, so you were doing your first workouts last year, CJ?
Yes. Yes. I did my everything. I did my football last year. Last year I started playing football.
Last year is when you started playing football. And then how did you get to the United States to start doing it? Walk me through that. The NFL International Program, is that how you worked it?
Yeah. Okay. So we did the first program we did was NFL Africa. By this time last year, I was just coming back from NFL Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where I made the cut, then I was preparing for the International Combine in London,
mm-hmm.
which was in October, like the next month, like next 2 months, I guess. So after the International Combine, I made the cut, then I came to the States for the international partner program, January. So I started training as a football player in January.
Of this year, January of this year, 2023.
Yes. Yes.
What?
Wow. Oh my God! And so, how'd you wind up on the Chargers, CJ?
So the international partner program.
Uh huh.
Like, they'll get some guys from international, like all over the world, and they'll come train them. You know, I had my first padded practice this year. January this year, I had my first padded practice. Like, put on helmet and tooth guard, you know, pads and jersey and stuff. Yeah, I first got in my stance this year. So after everything, after the training, you guys do like a combine. Then there will be teams to like select people from there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just guess I caught the eyes of the Chargers, so they selected me, you know?
And you signed a contract to come to training camp. And so, again, because I heard about this story, I read about it, and obviously CJ Okoye of the Los Angeles Chargers here on the Rich Eisen Show, that so if you started just getting on a practice field in Nigeria and NFL Africa through the NFL International Program last year and then put on pads and practiced in pads for the first time this year mm-hmm. in January. And then this is your first training camp, obviously, this summer. So it truly was on Saturday night in SoFi Stadium, your first organized football game where you padded up and helmeted up and played an actual organized game of your life.
Yep. Yes, sir. That's right.
I mean, you can't see me. My jaw's on the table here, wow. CJ. Okay, so walk me through what it feel like for you to get on a field and put your hand in the SoFi Stadium turf, CJ.
So, hey, for me, it's like a dream come true. You know, I've walked that moment through my head like 1,000 times. You know, like. Don't get me wrong, I've been in crowds, you know.
Sure.
I've been in big crowds, I've been in small crowds, but I haven't been in that much crowd I saw the SoFi Stadium back then, you know. So I didn't even know most of the calls. I didn't even know that we switch after every quarter, you know. Like, we switch like place of attack and defense, you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah. Uh-huh.
Like goalposts and stuff. I didn't even know that. I didn't even know. Like, I didn't know most of the calls, you know. So, but I just knew one thing. I just wanted to, like, play football, you know. So, and I went there. I did my part. And let God do his part.
I can't believe this. This is one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard. Okay, so walk me through, just if you don't mind, explain to me from your point of view when you came up with the sack of Stetson Bennett on Saturday night, CJ.
So for me, I just wanted to do something, you know.
Sure.
I didn't know. Believe me when I tell you, I didn't even know that was a sack. I didn't know. Like, I thought he was out of the pocket, so I thought that was a tackle or something.
Right.
But when I did it, I was like, yeah, I already got him down. I was like, okay, it's a tackle for loss or something. Then a teammate of mine just walked up to me and said, yo, you just got a sack. I was like, what? He said it again. You just got a sack. Then, you know, I just went crazy and I did my dance.
your dance. Okay. So now I heard that your teammates told you the night before that you need a dance if you get a sack. Is that true?
Not the night before. We started speaking this about OTAs.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
OTAs, they were like, look, you need to give us a sack dance. What's your sack dance? Then I came up and I did that dance. And the night before the game, they were like, yo, you remember your sack dance? If you get a sack, you better do the dance. So I just, immediately he told me, my teammate told me, like, yo, you just got a sack. I just looked straight to the sideline and I saw my defensive room, like everybody in my defensive room going crazy. And I just remembered, like, I need to do my dance right now. Like, I wouldn't lie. I didn't, look. That was like a dream come true, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's important. Like, I thought it was impossible, you know? Like, guy that's never played football, you know?
So what's your dance? Walk me through your process. Well, how'd you come up? What's the dance called? How'd you come up with it? What is it?
So when I was little, I have this aunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she used to dance. I just pick up that dance from her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how to do it, but she always makes my family laugh whenever I do the dance, you know. So I just, you know, and I see everybody in my team as family. So I just thought, okay, if my family love this, yeah, you're my family too. You might love this too, you know.
Uh-huh. Sure. Okay.
So my aunt would be like, yo, you need to dance. Like, come up and dance. And she would sing, and I would do the same dance since I was a kid. And they used to laugh here today. So I just feel like, yeah, I should do the same dance whenever I get back or something.
So now you did it. Does it have a name? Does the dance have a name?
Yeah.
What is it?
No, it doesn't.
We got to
probably name it. Yeah, that's what I would do. I'll find a name for it.
Yeah. We're good at this. Let's go. RES Consulting, Rich Eisen Show Consulting. What do we got here? What, the Okoye? I mean, I don't know what it is. What do we do? The CJ? Is it the CJ? Is that what?
Can I call it the CJ special or the Okoye special? I don't know.
Yes, the CJ special.
We should call it Okoye.
That's it.
Okoye.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah.
The Okoye.
There it is. Yeah. The Okoye.
Okoye
is what it is. Yeah. I think I like that. Okay.
CJ, had you never heard of Christian Okoye before?
Yeah, I did, the Nigerian Nightmare.
Yes.
Yeah, I did when I got into the sport fully.
But not before you started to play?
No, I didn't know him before I started playing.
Oh, wow.
He was a big deal.
He was the Nigerian Nightmare. That was his name. He still is a big deal. Yeah. I mean, you just walk around Kansas City with him. I saw him at the draft. So, okay, so and I saw the moment in the locker room, too, when you got the game ball. What was that like for you, CJ?
You know, I have never thought, I wouldn't lie, I've gotten, like, so many things in my life. I've never thought that I would ever get a game ball. I didn't even know, like, most people know my name, you know? I was like, so I didn't want to cry. I wouldn't lie, I didn't want to cry. Because crying, I don't know. Makes you look weak.
No,
so,
I'm with you.
Because I really wanted to cry, because that moment was like a dream come true. It was like everything you ever hoped for in this life put to one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like getting a sack and getting a game ball. look, you didn't know how happy this made me feel. Even made people that brought me here feel very happy. You know, the IPP was going crazy, you know.
And yeah. What was it like calling your family? Did you when did you call them and tell them?
I called them the next morning, you know, because, ahead of us, like 8 hours. So
yeah,
they didn't see the game. They didn't see the game. So I kind of called them and told them, look at what happened. I got a sack and we laughed. I explained to them how amazing it was. And I showed them the video of me dancing. And they laughed too, you know. It was a moment.
I love it. So last couple things for you, CJ Okoye of the LA Chargers. The team has a spot on the practice squad for any player they pick up internationally. Is that your goal, or do you 53-man roster? What do you have in mind here? What is your goal, CJ, from here?
So my goal this year is to learn as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just getting a sack is one of them. You know, I didn't even know I would ever have a sack. But for me, I've come a long way to quit right now. So for me, I just want to learn as much football as I can. If I use this year to learn, if they deem me ready to play in the 53, that would be an honor, you know. But I just want to learn because they have the best to learn from. Like Brandon Staley is one of the best coaches in the league, you know.
Mm-hmm.
DA, Jay Rogers, my D-line group is one of the best right now. So I just want to learn anything they can teach me and stuff. I just want to be the best football player I can ever be, you know?
Well, I mean, Bosa, right? There's Joey. I mean, Khalil Mack, you've got some real, major Pro Bowlers that are right there in your room to learn from. That is amazing. And last one for you is, what do you think the future CJ Okoye is when they see this on YouTube, where you're from? What do you think they might think? Based on what you're doing right now, CJ.
Can you say that again, please?
What do you think kids, the next CJ Okoye's, maybe back in Nigeria, who will see your sack on Saturday night on YouTube in the same way that you started watching American football potentially? Essentially,
for me, I just hope when they see it, they know that anything is possible, you know? The only one limiting ourselves is ourselves. We don't know what we're capable of, you know? So I just hope and I think and I pray that anybody that sees whatever I did to know that they got more in them. Never limit yourself, you know?
CJ Okoye, you've got new fans here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'm so happy that I got a chance to speak with you and hear from you what's gone on in your life. And I'm so happy for you and everybody at the NFL International Program that they must be thrilled to see what you're doing and how you're going about it. So thanks for the time.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be
here. Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's CJ Okoye.
Good luck, man.
Of the Los Angeles Chargers.
And it's okay to cry.
It is okay to cry. There is crying in football. I mean, Dick Vermeil has a bust in the Hall of Fame and a box of Kleenex, for crying out loud.
Wow. That was cool.
That's incredible. But the question you asked them was really on the head there, Rich, because there is a kid who's 12 or 13 who's going to see that video, and that's going to change the trajectory of their life because they're going to be like, oh, I can do that. Okay. And now you're going to hopefully see more kids who follow suit.
Hopefully.
So.
That's the idea. Somebody goes to a tryout in Nigeria, and then a couple years later, months later, they're in SoFi Stadium. By the way, how about that as a spot to play your first organized football game? Right. SoFi Stadium.
Yeah, the nicest.
With the Oculus above you. I mean,
the newest, latest in the world.
You know, it's basically out of body for me to walk in there. It's like walking in a VR goggles when you walk in there. Could you imagine you're playing your first game? And he's saying, you know, the uprights were new for him.
He didn't know they changed sides. How about
that? He didn't change sides. Didn't know. I thought it was a tackle for loss, not a sack. Oh, wait a minute. I got to do my dance.
Think about it. He said that was a dance he used to do as a kid for his family.
Yeah.
So imagine that.
I know.
They're laughing at this kid his whole life, like he's making them laugh, and then he gets to do that.
Yeah, no, nobody. And by the way, Stetson Bennett. Somebody had to explain to him what Stetson had done in that building back in January when he first put on pads. You know what Stetson did in this building back in the middle of January when you're first going putting pads on?
That's wild.
Come on. Love.
Someone to root for.
Stories like that. That's why we watch sports.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Chargers for making that happen. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We will set up the rest of the week right here on our program. Don't go anywhere. That was awesome.
It's time for kickoff, and the Believe podcast will get you ready for the new season.
How do you live through this as a Detroit sports fan?
Believe has podcasts covering all 32 professional teams and many of your favorite college teams, too.
You solidified your defense. You got better.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
If you don't do those things, then you're not even trying your hardest to win at football, and I don't know what we're doing.
There was a lot of great players on those teams that I was fortunate to be part of.
Search BLEAV podcasts wherever you listen.
Anthony Anderson, he's over there with TJ right now. He told a story. We're back live on the air, by the way. Put the photograph up.
Yeah, we're back.
Put the photograph up. Anthony, is he still wearing his mic? Okay, yeah. Just real quick, tell the story. Can you tell the story real fast?
With that photograph. So we're in Monaco at the International Television Festival.
Okay, let's put this.
And Prince Albert. Yeah, and Prince Albert is I'm friendly with Prince Albert. So when you're at the castle, when you're at the palace,
yeah,
you're not allowed to take pictures. And so we're taking pictures, and they're like, they come stop me. And I was like, no, Prince Albert said I can take pictures, and they shrink away. And so I go to every black person there, and you saw the group of us, 50 Cent, myself, TJ. yeah. So I was like, hey, guys, we're going to take a black picture at the palace. And they were like, what? I said, we're going to take a black picture at the palace. And they're like, okay. And they're like, when? I was like, you'll know when. So 5 or 10 minutes later, people were in various conversations. I was like, okay, it's time to take the picture. So I just give the call. And people were mid-conversations, and I'll be right back. I got to go take the black picture. So we all gather around the steps in the back.
I think I was in the middle of getting someone's phone number, too. I'll
be right back. Yeah, so we're in the middle, and we go in the back, and, you know, we take a picture. Jesse Smollett, 50 Cent, myself, my wife. TJ
Jefferson.
TJ.
Now of the Rich Eisen Show.
You know. Yeah. From Monaco to El Segundo.
Happy 53rd birthday to Anthony Anderson. And it was on that day when I first realized TJ Jefferson knows everybody and has been everywhere. It's on that day, November 15th, 2018.
And now I stay ATC at the crib.
That's why you should get out more. That's all I'm saying. You're pretty special, you know, back here on our radio show.
So 47 here on Roku.
Do me a favor. Can you just scour the internet tubes or social media to see if James Harden is going around the entire continent of Asia calling Daryl Morey a liar? Or is it just China?
I saw him dancing today in China.
What's going on?
He's dancing.
To prove that Daryl Morey's a liar for saying he can't dance.
Oh, you think he's doing the Okoye?
I don't know. He's going on a tour. I don't know.
I'm saying, is he doing the Okoye dance?
Doc Rivers is joining the booth, I think, with Breen and Doris Burke. I'm very excited about that. All due respect to Van Gundy and Mark Jackson. I love Doris Burke, and I think Doc is a great announcer.
But what happens to the other guys?
I think isn't Van Gundy going back to coaching or no?
I don't know. What happens when they're coaching they're broadcasting a series that's 3-1? How is Doc going to blow it then?
What is the matter with you? Do you enjoy playing this role? Is that what it is? What's the matter with you?
I'm just saying what everyone's thinking.
He does.
No, I'm not thinking it. I was not thinking that at all. Yeah. You're the one thinking it. Meanwhile, he's the one. When was the last time the Celtics won a championship?
You should show that man more respect than you just did.
He gave you one.
When was the last time the Knicks won a championship?
Well, it's been forever. I don't know what's going on with you.
What do you mean?
And then if we get him in here in studio, you'll be like, oh, great, oh, great year, yeah, Doc. That was awesome what you did for me and my and the Celtics.
That was awesome 15 years ago.
Okay, great.
My gosh. All right, I'll stop talking.
You don't have to stop talking.
Well, I mean, you're making it awkward.
Okay. You're the one who brought up that he's like, if he's going to be, maybe he will say, you know, I had a lot of problems doing this. It's not easy. I've been through this before. Many guys make fun of themselves all the time. He strikes me as one of those guys who will do it.
By the way, if anyone should be angry about that, it shouldn't be him.
It should be you.
I had to live through it twice. So it should be me if anyone was going to be angry, right?
I'm just making the joke.
You got a ring out
maybe,
the deal.
Maybe we'll just give him a hug because that's what happens in Philadelphia these days.
I can feel it.
And then a year later, they break up.
Sorry.
Maybe I'm a Spurs fan now anyway, so what a
lecture. Yeah, TJ Chase.
So you're officially on the Spurs?
No, I'm joking.
He's got the win by on a jersey.
I'm joking.
What does that mean?
What?
Why are you joking? Just do it.
Do it, TJ. I'm switching baseball
team.
Because,
man, I'm too loyal. That's the problem.
New
my loyalty
question.
Would be my downfall.
More likely, Damian Lillard off the Blazers. Or Damian Lillard to Heat.
Heat, yeah.
Harden's is
Clippers.
To start the season.
TJ to Spurs.
TJ to Spurs.
You shouldn't even put that as a question because it's not going to happen.
What's more likely?
Oh boy, here we go.
There it is. By the way, you're already on the Spurs because we put the banner on your.
Like I said, my godbrother once played for the Spurs, so you know there's a family connection there.
What's more likely? The season starts. Damian Lillard on the Heat. Harden on the Clippers. TJ rooting for the Spurs.
I already hear these mouth breathers on YouTube talking trash.
He's got 13 teams.
Shut up.
You do.
What is the poll question results that we currently have right now? What was the poll question again?
My receiver most likely to get 2,000 yards this season.
I'm going
to
go with
Justin Jefferson or
Tyreek Hill.
Or the Cheetah.
I'm going to go with Justin Jefferson.
You want to put a margin on that?
What does that mean?
I'm just saying he's winning. I don't know if you wanted to guess the percentage.
Oh, 60-40?
Pretty high, actually. 71-29.
Wow.
Justin Jefferson.
And that's not because think Tyreek Hill can't do it.
He's the one who's talking the most.
There's two factors that Tyreek Hill has to deal with that Jefferson doesn't have. We'll see if Jordan Addison can provide.
I think he will, Rich.
What?
I think he will.
Well, that's about to say, a percentage of what Jalen Waddle. It's not like Tyreek's
alone.
Han Solo here. He's got a significant.
They both could get
1,500 apiece.
Yeah,
QB's got to stay healthy, though, man.
Bingo.
Tua, man.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Maybe I need to rethink this because the backup in Miami is?
Who is their backup?
It's Mike White.
Oh, that's right. Man. We just said that earlier.
So no drop-off.
No drop. It might be even Chris. It might even be that much better. You know what I mean? It might actually be a little bit better.
Come on.
White, man.
I mean, I'm hot today.
Mike White could have led you to the Super Bowl had you just left him in.
Who's the Vikings backup? Because Kellen Mond is gone.
I just saw it the other day. He started the preseason game, obviously. Yeah. I should know this off the top of my head.
I mean, should you?
I should, yes, of
in
course.
Preseason?
No, it's Nick Mullins.
Oh,
that's right. It's Big Nick Mullins.
That Big Nick energy.
Big Nick Mullins.
Big Nick energy.
Big Nick energy.
Who I'm friends with on LinkedIn for some reason.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you didn't get banned from
I've learned three things about TJ today. One, unbanned from Twitter. Two, he's on LinkedIn and somehow friends. But Nick Mullins is on LinkedIn? What the hell is he on LinkedIn for?
Remember a few years ago, Nick
backup
Mullins,
quarterback.
He called into the show, right? Remember when
Mike White?
The running backs, Zoom, and the backup quarterback.
Back's LinkedIn. LinkedIn.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
So he called in the show where he won a game as a backup years ago, and then later that week, I got that. I don't know. I don't even know how LinkedIn works, but it was just like there's Nick Mullins and we're now
good to know.
LinkedIn together.
And the third thing I didn't know that we just to bring it all full circle, you started the show and we mentioned how CJ Okoye is on it and he came up with a sack in his first organized football game of his life. You tripled three times in your first little league game
in Altoona, yeah.
Tripled.
You know what happened in the fourth at bat?
No.
Got plunked.
Oh.
Were they real triples or Little League triples?
Yeah.
Well, what is the, oh, you mean were they a couple errors?
Yeah.
I put the ball in play, dog.
Yeah, I know, but did it go through someone's legs? Yeah, did they overthrow?
Two of them went down the third baseline. I can vividly recall. I don't remember the third one. I don't think it was like a comedy of errors to get me on third. I think I.
And they're just so, like, I got a triple.
Is the other thing. You were the Ellie De La Cruz of Altoona. You had wheels. You're tripling wheels. In the gap.
I was a lot
wheels
lighter.
Wheels Jefferson?
I was lighter back. Remember, I was small. I was like 5'7 in 10th grade.
You were so wiry?
We didn't know was, you were small. Well, how no, did we know just, you were yeah. small?
By the way, I was 5'7 in 10th grade, bro, so I was a little smaller.
This is a window.
Yeah.
But that should be a new drop, by the way. I put the ball in play, dog.
Put the ball in play, dog. Oh.
Okay. That's a new drop. Okay. I am requesting that. I don't know when we're going to use it. We might have to put it on a t-shirt.
At home, they call me Big Al, and I have dingers.
You weren't Big Al, you were wiry?
No, he was wiry TJ, and he hits triples.
And he hits triples.
So I have three baggers.
Warning track power.
And then I got
hit. No. You were lacing it. You put the ball in play, dog.
Yeah, come on, son.
Oh, God. What is happening?
Holler at your boy. Oh, my God. Fantastic. That's a new drop.
I'll tune in.
That'll be on tomorrow's program with Kurt
Holler
Warner.
Holler at your boy.
Kurt Warner and Quincy Isaiah in studio on tomorrow. Oh, that's all. Oh, hey. No.
It's 11:55, everyone. Wow. Thank you for joining us.
For over three decades, nobody has had a wrestling career like Arn Anderson. Conrad Thompson gets all the stories with Arn.
After watching AEW's Double or Nothing, Amy wants to know, what does dinosaur taste like?
It ain't chicken. It's like biting into a sinewy charcoal briquette.
Ah.
But chewy.
Oh, like wow, that's disgusting.
Yeah, sure is.
Check out Arn every week, wherever you listen.